Shush. Omritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samiliti
I don't know
what to go to the Bhima.
Usually that's something like this.
Namaste.
Usually you must comment
from the computer, something like this, and then come out.
Yakita Tamahan Bandi, Singer, Sarinan, Kurva,
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Ram.
Hare Ram.
Hare Ram.
Ram Ram.
Ram Ram.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
When you're having a good time, time goes very fast. And what can be a better time than in association with the Vaishnavas?
A što može biti bolje vreme nego vreme provedeno u društvu Bas?
Than in devotional service.
I u predanom služenju.
This is the special quality of the spiritual life.
Ovo je specijalan kvalitet duhovnog života.
That's Nitya Bhaktaman.
Nitya Bhaktaman.
Eternally present.
Večno prisutan.
In the spiritual world there's no past, present and future, there's eternally present time.
U duhovnom svetu ne postoji prošlost, sadašnjost i budućnost, nego samo večno vreme.
And sometimes in devotional service, if you don't have a watch, you can't keep track of how the time is passing.
I ponekad u predanom služenju, ako nemamo sat, ne možemo da uhvatimo kako vreme prolazi.
So it was like that with Srila Prabhupada.
Tako isto bilo sa Srila Prabhupadom.
Prabhupada kept everyone busy in devotional service and time seemed to pass very quickly.
Prabhupada je držao sve jako zauzeto u predanom služenju i vreme jako brzo prolazi.
Srila Prabhupada, he liked to organize festivals.
Srila Prabhupada je volio da organizuje festivale.
He organized the Mayapur festival, which was, we can say, ISKCON, the first big international retreat.
On je organizovao Mayapur festival koji je bio prvi međunarodni festival.
In 1970, we had 1971, we had the first festival.
1971 smo imali prvi festival.
And there was no buildings in Mayapur.
I to vreme nije bilo zgrada u Mayapuru.
So everybody lived in tents.
I svi su živeli u šatorima.
Pretty austere.
Bilo je jako strogo.
But the devotees all came because they wanted to get an association with Prabhupada and participate in the festival.
Ali svi bhakti su došli zato što su želeli da budu u društvu Srila Prabhupada i svih ostalih bhakti.
So that was very exciting affair because Prabhupada laid the foundation stone for the whole Mayapur project.
I tada je Prabhupada postavio kamen temelja za ceo Mayapur projekat.
He put the Anantashesha in the ground.
Tada postavio Anantashesha u zemlju.
Big, about 4 meters deep hole.
U jednu duboku, 4 metra duboku rupu.
Prabhupada crawled down and worshipped Anantadeva.
Prabhupada je sišao dole i obožavao Anantadeva.
He said that this Anantadev is to hold up the whole Mayapur project.
On je rekao da ovaj Anantadev će da drži ceo Mayapur projekat.
In 1977 he put another Anantadev for the main temple of Vedic Planetarium.
1977 je postavljen još jedan Anantashesh za planetarium.
So that time we just had a goshala, a grass hut, a building under construction.
U to vreme je bila goshala, bila je kao kućica od trske, znači još uvijek se gradila.
And we had a tent.
Imali smo šatore.
And some tents for the devotees.
I neke šatore za bhakte.
But the next year we had other buildings that were actually constructed.
Ali na sljedeće godine su počeli se grade zgrade.
Prabhupada wanted the buildings built very fast.
Prabhupada želeo da se zgrade grade jako brzo.
He said, "You're Westerners."
On je rekao, vi ste sa zapada.
You had to do something wonderful.
Vi trebate da napravite nešto prekrasno.
So I want the building built in 3 months.
Zato ja želim da se ova zgrada izgradi za 3 meseca.
The building was 250 meters long.
Ta zgrada je bila 250 metara dugačka.
Three stories high.
I tri sprata visoka.
3 months.
3 mjeseca.
It took us 6 months.
A nama je uzelo to 6 mjeseci.
So many buildings are coming up.
Nekoliko zgrada je još pristizalo da se podigne.
One time I sent Prabhupada a picture, yes, what's the progress? So I sent him a picture of the stone chips and the bricks and things we had purchased to build the building.
Jednom šla Prabhupada i rekao, kako napredujete tamo? I onda sam mu ja poslala sliku sa ciglama i kamenjem što smo mi nabavili za izgradnju zgrade.
He said, I don't want to see pictures of stone chips and bricks.
On je rekao, ja ne želim da vidim slike kamenja i cigli.
I want to see buildings.
Ja želim zgrade.
So Prabhupada. So like that, Srila Prabhupada. He pushed us a little bit, a lot.
Tako Srila Prabhupada nas je malo više puširao.
There was a problem that when we were building that long building.
Kada smo gradili tu long building, znači tu dugačku zgradu.
Now it's known as Chakra building.
Sada se naziva Chakra building.
That time the laborers went on strike.
Tada su radnici počeli da štrajkuju.
They wanted a pay raise.
Oni su htjeli da im se podigne plata.
So there was a disagreement.
I bilo je malo nesporazum oko toga.
Then Prabhupada told all the sannyasis and his senior disciples, you have to lay the concrete.
Onda je Prabhupada rekao svim sannyasima i starim učenicima da oni moraju da potpišu ugovor.
They said, I was the only one who knew how to run the cement mixing machine, so I had to run the cement mixing machine.
Ja sam bio jedini koji je znao kako da upravlja sa mašinom koja pravi cement, tako da sam ja to radio.
And everyone else had to carry the cement on their head.
A svi ostali su nosili cement na svojim glavama.
Like they call this in India coolies.
Oni u Indiji se to naziva kuli.
They do the work with their head.
Oni rade tako što nose na svojoj glavi.
Carrying it on their head.
Znači nose na glavi.
So it was amazing to see big sannyasis carrying the concrete on their head and laying the concrete slab.
Bilo je neverovatno vidjeti kako sanjasi nose to, znači kamenje cigle na svojim glavama i stavljaju na zemlju.
And Prabhupada was standing in the lotus building watching and he was laughing.
A Prabhupada je stajao u lotus zgradi i posmatrao nas i smejao
se. But it shocked the laborers so much that the foreign devotees are going to work like that, it's okay, we go back to work.
Okay, pa kada su radnici vidjeli kako zapadni bakte rade, onda su oni rekli, ok, mi se vraćamo na posao.
And like that, Prabhupada was pushing us.
Tako nas je Prabhupada puširao.
To finish quickly.
Da brzo završim.
Building up a spiritual city, Prabhupada wanted it to be built quickly so that the devotees could stay in the building for the next festival.
Izgradnja duhovnog grada, što Prabhupada želi da se brzo završi kako bi bhakte mogli da ostanu i žive tamo.
First year when the lotus building was finished, the brahmacharis were living in the third floor.
Prve godine kada se završila lotus building, onda su brahmacari ostali živjeli na trećem spratu.
The brahmacharis tied the clothing ropes in order to hang their dhotis to dry after washing.
Onda su brahmacari uzeli te kao štrikove da bi im okačili se po zgradi kako bi svoje dotije obvestili da se suše.
And the wind was blowing the rope.
I vetar je oduvao z njihove štrikove.
And the rope was cutting a mark into the concrete, into the plaster.
A taj štrik je onda napravio kao neki zar, znači na zgradi, napravio kao udubljenje.
And Prabhupada came up and saw that they're destroying my building.
Prabhupada to vidio i rekao, oni uništavaju moju zgradu.
He said, no more brahmacharis here.
Nema više brahmacharija da žive ovdje.
They moved to the other new building.
Preselite se u sljedeću novu zgradu.
They're destroying my building.
Oni uništavaju moju zgradu.
Tying ropes everywhere and cutting the plaster.
Oni vešaju te štrikove svuda i uništavaju moju zgradu.
Prabhupada was, he was like a temple president. I mean, I was supposed to be temple president, but Prabhupada was managing everything directly.
Prabhupada je bio kao predsjednik hrama. Ja sam trebao da budem predsjednik hrama, ali Šila Prabhupada je sve menadžira direktno.
Some days there was a lot of flies, a lot of insects flying in the night.
Neko vreme je bilo jako puno insekata koji su leteli, specijalno noću.
After a month of after the rainy season in India, the monsoon, then things dry up and many insects come out.
Posle monsuna, sve se osuši i onda insekti dolaze.
So there was like thousands of flying moths and insects flying around the lights.
Tako bilo je na hiljade letećih mušica i insekata koji su letali oko svetla.
Prabhupada was looking, staring at one light with so many insects flying.
Prabhupada je gledao na to svetlo kako gledate hiljade mušica.
I'm wondering, what is Prabhupada watching?
Ja sam mislio, šta Prabhupada posmatra?
It's just insects.
To su samo insekti.
The Prabhupada looked at us, looking at him, you know, looking at the insects.
Prabhupada je pogledao mene, a ja sam gledao u njega kako on gleda u te insekte.
He said, look it.
Na njegu pogledaj.
There's so many insects.
Tako puno insekata.
Have no radar.
Oni nemaju radar.
But they're not having any collision.
Ali ne, oni,
no collision.
Ali nema sudara.
But in spite of all technology with radar and everything,
ali
the
pored,
planes are sometimes colliding.
Ali pored i sve tehnologije i radara, avioni se nekad sudaraju.
So how the insects, they have some higher technology or what?
Kako to insekti imaju neku višu tehnologiju ili šta?
So like every time he would be observing things, he would see Krishna everywhere.
Svaki put kad bi on posmatrao stvari, on bi u svemu vidio Krishnu.
Then he'd tell us that so many insects are dying. We'd keep the lights off at sunset so we don't attract so many insects.
Onda je rekao, jako puno insekata umire, treba da ugasite svetlo kada dolazi sumrak kako ne bi privlačili insekte.
Sometimes Prabhupada would walk with the devotees in the morning, usually every morning he'd walk.
Skoro svakog jutra Šrila Prabhupada je hodao sa svojim učenicima.
And he would sometimes discuss some letters he was receiving about preaching.
I mi smo razgovarali o nekim pismima koje je Šrila Prabhupada primio o propovedanju.
Sometimes he talked about Mayapur.
Nekad je pričao o Mayapuru.
Sometimes that in the future there will be a spiritual city here.
On je govorio kako će u budućnosti ovdje biti duhovni grad.
He saw where the temple was going to be built and he said the cows were grazing on the temple land.
On je govorio na kom mjestu će se izgraditi hram i kako će se krave umnožavati na ovom.
He said, this is very auspicious.
Rekao je, ovo je jako povoljno.
And the Shastra says if the cows graze and pass the cow dung and everything where you're going to build the temple, that's very auspicious.
U Shastra je rečeno, na mjestu gdje krave pasu travu i gdje da je to mjesto jako povoljno za hram.
Cow dung is pure.
Znači ta balega je čista.
So like that some days you go to the Ganges.
Nekoliko dana kasnije na Gangi.
I tell you, the Ganges was almost three quarters of a kilometer away.
U to vrijeme Ganga bila skoro trećinu kilometra udaljena.
He said, if you can build me a road to the Ganges, I'll bathe every day.
On je Srila Prabhupada rekao, ako mi izgradite put u Gangi, ja ću se kupati svakodnevno.
Bathing in the Ganges extends one's life.
Kupanje u Gangi produžava život.
So I said, I used to bathe every day in Ganges in Calcutta.
U Kalkati sam svakodnevno išao se kupati na Gangi.
But here it's hard to get to the Ganges, so you build me a road and I'll bathe every day. This will make me live longer.
Ali ovdje je teško da se dođe do Gange. Ako mi izgradite put, svakodnevno ću se kupati, to će mi produžiti život.
So working very hard how to build Prabhupada road to the Ganges.
Mi smo radili jako teško da izgradimo taj put do Gange za Srila Prabhupada.
We purchased a lot of land, we almost were there.
Mi smo puno zemlje kupili i skoro smo bili tamo, blizu.
Anyway, one day Prabhupada was walking to the Ganges, and that time it was in the winter, so the Ganges was low.
Jednom Srila Prabhupada je hodao do Gange, to je bila zima, tako da je Ganga bila jako niska.
Water was clear.
Voda je bila jako čista.
Very rare, usually Ganges water is a little brown.
To je redko, obično voda Gange je malo brown, ali sada je baš bila čista.
When Prabhupada said, let's take a bath.
Prabhupada je rekao, hajde da se okupamo.
And the servants of the Prabhupada, I didn't bring a gamsha or anything, bathing, no towel.
A slugi su rekli, Prabhupada, nismo ponijeli ni gamše ni peškire.
Said, we're in the renounced order. We don't need all these things.
Mi smo u odvojenom redu. Nama ne trebaju te stvari.
He looked around and said, there are no ladies here.
Pogledao okolo i rekao, nema nikakvih žena u blizini.
So technically, sannyasi can wear kopin and go into the
Praktično, sanjaci mogu da nose samo kopen i da se kupaju u Gangi.
Prabhupada took his top piece and wore it over his kopen.
Ali Srila Prabhupada je uzeo gornji deo, znači svoju pregaču, i zamotao je oko svog kopena.
Everybody got undressed into their kopens and their whatever little cloth they had, and then they went into the Ganges for a bath.
Svi su skinuli svoje odjeće, ostali su kupenima ili nešto malo se zamotali i otišli su u Gangu da se kupaju.
Prabhupada was very spontaneous.
So Prabhupada bio jako spontan.
And so then Prabhupada, he didn't actually know swimming.
So Prabhupada zapravo nije znao da pliva.
Although he bathed every day, but he didn't know how to swim.
Iako je se kupao svakodnevno, on nije znao kako da pliva.
So he was taking three dips into the Ganges.
Tako da je on tri puta zaranjao u Gangu.
He put his two little fingers on his mouth.
Dva najmanja prsta stavio na svoje usta.
Two other next fingers over his nose.
Sljedeća dva prsta na svoje na svoj nos.
Two middle fingers over the eyes.
Ta dva srednja prsta na svoje oči.
These two over nothing.
Ova dva prsta ni na šta nije stavio.
Two thumbs over the ears.
I dva kaži prsta u svoje uši.
And he dipped them three times.
I onda je zaronio tri puta.
He covered all the holes of his head.
On je pokrio sve naše rupe na svom licu.
I never seen that before. That was something interesting.
Ja nikad to nisam vidio, bilo jako interesantno za mene.
So so now every year we go on Dev Prabhupada and our Gorpunima festival.
Tada svake godine na Gorpunim festival kupamo Prabhupada.
We bring a small murti of Prabhupada and take him there and perform arti to Ganga Mai, to Prabhupada.
Uzmemo mali murti Srila Prabhupada, odemo tamo, napravimo arti za Gangu i za Srila Prabhupada.
And then we bathe Prabhupada.
I onda okupamo Prabhupada u Gangi.
After Prabhupada goes back, then we also put the ashes of the departed devotees into the Ganga.
Kada se Srila Prabhupada vrati nazad, onda također stavimo pepel bhakta koji su napustili telo u Gangu.
So like this, I thought tonight, let me share a few Prabhupada pastimes with you.
Ja sam mislio, hajde da večeras podelim nekoliko mojih zabava sa Srila Prabhupadom.
One time when Prabhupada arrived, after having Guru Puja and giving his class,
jedno kaže, kada je Srila Prabhupada došao posle Guru Puja i lekcije,
he went up to his room.
Otišao u svoju sobu.
He sat down on his seat.
I seo na svoje sedište.
And then head is leaning back, and there was a golden goblet of Mayapur water.
I onda se malo naslanio i tamo je bio majapurska voda.
He took a drink, drinking high, letting the water pour into his mouth.
On je pio sa visine, tako se voda slivala u njegovu usta.
Mayapur, he said.
Rekao je, Mayapur.
Wonderful.
Predivno.
Living and dying in Mayapur, it's all the same.
Živjeti i umrti u Mayapuru je isto.
You live in Mayapur, you're living in the spiritual world.
Živiš u Mayapuru, živiš u duhovnom svetu.
You die in Mayapur.
Umreš u Mayapuru.
You go back to the spiritual world.
Vraćaš se nazad u duhovni svet.
So Prabhupada ki. Mayapur dhama ki. Prabhupada lila ki. One time, in those days, Mayapur was just new, and I mean, ISKCON Mayapur was new, and so he noticed that there was some big function going on at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya.
U to vreme ISKCON Mayapur je bio novi, i onda su videli kako se nešto dešava na mjestu gdje se rodio Gospod Chaitanya.
So then he said, you see that you have to be like that, and they're very expert at receiving guests, taking care of guests. This part of our Vaishnava culture, we should take care of
guests.
They know how to take care of their guests, and though they're good at these public functions. They'll bring the guests in. They'll feed him very nice. Some big Maharaj or Acharya will sit there and be supervising the prasad distribution.
Maharaj ili Acharya bi seo tamo i gledao kako se deli prasadom. Nadgledao.
Giving extra special attention.
I on je davao posebnu pažnju tome.
Our guest needs water, water, salt, salt.
Pogledaj onda, našem gostu nedostaje voda, vodu donesi, ili somu nedostaje.
Prabhupada was acting out, you know, how they did it.
Prabhupada je tako, isto igrao kao što su oni radili.
And an ordinary, you know, Hindu would think that, oh, if a sannyasi is taking so much care, that it's something very special, and he'll become very indebted.
I obični Hindu bi mislio, ako sannyasi se toliko tako hoće da ne zadovolji, kako onda ovo mora da nešto specijalno.
Then, suppose that afterwards, they won't ask anything during prasadam time. They'll talk light talk.
Znači, za vreme prasadama ništa neće pitati, razgovarat ćemo samo lake teme.
But afterwards, the person will be so indebted, he'll say, what can we do for you?
Ali na kraju, osoba će biti toliko zahvalna, će reći, šta mogu da učinim za vas?
Then they may ask for some donation or some land or some permission from the government, whatever they need, they ask them.
Onda bi oni pitali za neku donaciju ili za od vlade neko zemljište ili što god im je potrebno bi pitali.
So they are experts, they know how to do all these things.
Oni su eksperti, oni znaju kako da naprave te stvari.
I will teach you.
Ja ću vas naučiti.
Then just happened that day, the commissioner of presidency division, a big officer in the government, he came to visit my airport.
I baš taj dan je jedan veliki kao gradonačelnik jednog grada došao da posjeti Mayapur.
And Prabhupada like motioned to us, watch me.
I Prabhupada rekao, posmatrajte mene.
So he did exactly what he had told us, and he was talking to the person, showing about Mayapur project, showing what they wanted to do, build a spiritual city.
On je radio tako sve kao što nam je ispričao prethodno. On je objašnjavao šta će da se desi, kako ćemo da izgradimo duhovni grad Mayapur.
Build a temple of Vedic planetarium.
Da ćemo da izgradimo hram Vedskog planetarijuma.
Then he said, please stay for lunch.
I onda je rekao, molim vas, ostanite na ručku.
So then Prabhupada, him, his wife, his driver, his group that was with him.
Prabhupada je isto pozvao ženu, vozača i celu tu grupu koja je bila sa gradonačelnikom.
They were all given a seat outside his room in the veranda.
Svima je dato mjesto da sednu napolje na balkonu.
Then Prabhupada then he said, serve them, bring sabji, water.
I onda je Prabhupada nam govorio, služite ih sabji, vodu.
The warriors are running, saying, no, no, slower, faster.
Bakti su trčali okolo, on je rekao, ne, sporije ili brže.
Then also, he was telling some jokes with the government officer.
On je isto pričao neke šale sa tim osobom iz vlade.
And he told that during the meal, you should not talk heavy things. You should only talk light things, so it's good for digestion. That they laugh.
Za vreme obroka ne trebate da pričate neke teške stvari, nego samo lake, pošto one poboljšavaju varenje.
So we're getting a first-hand training from the expert person how to serve a guest.
Mi smo dobili svoj prvi trening od ekspertne osobe kako da serviramo.
And there's a special yogurt in India called Misti Dahi.
Postoji jedna specijalna vrsta jogurta u Indiji koja se naziva Misti Dahi.
They cook down the milk and make it into a condensed milk.
Oni kuvaju mleko da se ne napravi zgusnuto mleko.
And they turn that into yogurt.
I onda se to preobrati u jogurt.
Condensed milk yogurt.
To je znači zgusnuto mleko
brown
jogurt.
Brown color.
Ono je onako brown kad ste boje.
With a layer of cream and butter on the top.
Sa jednim slojem krema i masla koje je na vrhu.
It's not meant for people on a diet.
To je zabranjeno za ljude koji su na dijeti.
Very rich.
Ono je jako bogato.
And the best in Bengal is in Mayapur.
A najbolje u Bengalu je u Mayapuru.
In Navadvip town.
U gradu Navadvip.
So they gave that to this government officer he liked so much. Oh, this is really great.
To su dali tom čovjeku iz vlade i on je rekao, wow, to je jako lepo.
Then he promised that we will send you to your office.
Što Prabhupada je rekao, mi ćemo poslati isto u vaš ofis, u kancelariju.
Prabhupada sent me to his office with a pot of Misti Dahi.
I što Prabhupada je poslao sa celom posudom tog Misti Dahi.
So from that encounter, Prabhupada got 160 acres of land approved from the government. That's like about 70 hectares.
I tom prilikom je Šila Prabhupada dobio 70 hektara zemlje.
So, he was teaching us how to be good hosts, how to cultivate people, how to get donations, but not by asking as much as by giving.
On nas je učio kako da budemo, da se dobro ophodimo prema ljudima, da skupljamo donacije, ali ne toliko što tražimo, nego što dajemo, više dajemo.
Now all the devotees are very eager to serve the visiting Vaishnavas who come to Mayapur.
Bhakti su, oni jako žele da služe bhakti koji posećuju Mayapur.
So please give them an opportunity to serve you.
Molim vas, dajte im mogućnost da vas služe.
That they, by serving the Vaishnavas, we can get some special mercy from Krishna. Maharaj, His Holiness Satchinandan Maharaj told us today that if we serve the Vaishnavas, we're sure to get the blessings of Krishna.
Kada služimo Vaishnava, možemo dobiti milost Krišne. Danas mi što se Sinandana Maharaj rekao, ako služimo Vaishnava, sigurno ćemo dobiti Krišnu milost.
You are all wonderful Vaishnavas, please come and let us serve you.
Vi ste svi divni Vaishnave, molim vas dođite pa ćemo mi da vas služimo.
Hvala, Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, I will only speak briefly about my meetings with Srila Prabhupada and about some little message for you.
Ja ću samo kratko da ispričam moje susrete sa Srila Prabhupada i jednu poruku za vas.
Yes. When Prabhupada came to Germany in 1974, he was greeted by the German devotees in a way which broke all the German rules and regulations.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada došao u Njemačku 1974. njega su bakte sačekali na taj način što je sva pravila i propise u Njemačkoj su bile razbijeni na taj.
When his airplane landed on the Frankfurt airport, many German devotees just rushed over the airfield.
Kada je Srila Prabhupada avion sleteo, svi njemački bakti su samo potrčali preko aerodroma.
I remember the airport officials were wild, you know, what would happen if a plane would land into the group of enthusiastic Hare Krishna devotees.
Ja se sećam, oni koji su radili na aerodromu su gledali šta se to dešava, jedna grupa Hare Krishna potrčala prema avionu.
But our spiritual master had landed and we did not care for airport regulations.
Ali naš duhovni učitelj je sletao i nas nisu zanimali nikakvi propisi na aerodromu.
So we brought him to the VIP lounge.
Mi smo ga znači doveli do VIP večere, ručka.
And we had a beautiful Vyasa sun ready from Amsterdam for him and gave him a foot wash.
Imali smo jako lep Vyasa-san koji je došao iz Amsterdama za Srila Prabhupada i imali smo pranje stopala.
Many journalists were present.
Mnogi novinari su bili prisutni.
At the end of the ceremony we took that foot wash washer.
I na kraju ceremonije smo uzeli tu vodu od stopala.
And for the benefit of the journalists.
I za dobrobit svih novinara.
Threw it on their heads and on their photographic lenses.
I mi smo tu vodu poprskali po njihovim glavama i po to aparatima.
This was very difficult for the German journalists.
To je bilo jako teško za nemačke novinare.
Then we took Srila Prabhupada and brought him to the castle, Schloss Wettershof.
Onda smo Srila Prabhupada doveli do zamka, Schloss Wettershof.
Yes, and Prabhupada looked all the while so extremely happy.
Srila Prabhupada je bio izuzetno srećan.
He really appreciated the unrestricted enthusiasm of the devotees.
On je stvarno cenio taj entuzijazam bez granica naših bhakta.
We had a long, long kirtan.
Imali smo dugačak, dugačak kirtan.
And at the end of the kirtan, Srila Prabhupada sent his servant from his room, and the servant brought all of us in this little room of Srila Prabhupada.
I kada se kirtan završio, Srila Prabhupada je poslao svog slugu i doveo sve nas u malu sobu Srila Prabhupada.
There were devotees sitting in three stories on the shoulders and on the other shoulder, another one was.
Tamo su bakte su sedele jednim drugima na ramenima i tako na tri sprata.
We were eager to hear what Prabhupada would say to us.
Mi smo jako želeli da čujemo šta će što Srila Prabhupada nama reći.
And this is what he said.
I ovo je ono što on rekao.
In the service of my spiritual master, I was never lazy.
U službi za svog duhovnog učitelja ja nikad nisam bio lenj.
I was prepared to walk through fire to serve my Guru Maharaj.
Ja sam bio spreman da prođem kroz vatru da bi služio svog duhovnog učitelja.
And then he said, I was not like the paid servants in Calcutta.
Ja nisam kao plaćeni sluge u Kalkuti.
In the morning they leave their masters and go to sleep in the Dalhousie Park.
U ujutru oni napuste svoje gospodare i idu da spavaju
And when the servants come back, the master asks them, "Where were you all day?"
А когда слуга, когда господин се проводит, каже, слуги, а где си ты был целый день?
The sleeping servants say, "Very busy for you."
А та слуга, кој е спавен, реко, "Я сам бил јако заузет, радио за тебе."
And Prabhupada laughed.
И шла Прабхупада насмеја.
And I kept that in my mind.
И јас сум тоа држал во своја ум.
I also should never be lazy in the service for my spiritual master.
Ја никога не треба да бидам лен у службите за свој духовен учител.
3 or 4 days later, Prabhupada made a tour through this castle, Schloss Rittershof. He wanted to inspect the rooms.
3-4 дена касније шла Прабхупада направио мали обилазак тога замка.
And I will tell you from my perspective how I experienced his visit in the translation room.
А ја ќе да вам кажам со мојот тачки гледишта како сам ја доживеал тој обилазок.
Yes. It was a big room, like in a castle. There about 4 devotees were translating his books, and there were different tables for different operations in the translation.
Значи тоа е соба за преводиоци, таму се бакте преводиле и биле различити делови за различити ствари кои се преводиле.
There was the one who did the first translation, the rough translation.
Значи први превод као груби превод.
And another table there was the editor.
Следеќи стој био за едитора.
There was a high table like this.
Имали сме еден високи стол, овалико е висок бил.
That was for the translators who were very tired and who needed to stand to not fall asleep.
Тоа било за преводиците кои се били јако уморни и да не би заспали, они се морали да стојат да преводе.
And over this high table, there was a rope which was meant for the seeker, so that if the translator would fall asleep.
Iznad tog stola je bio jedan konopac koji je bio namijenjen da se zaveže stika od bakte koji je prevodio, tako ako bakta padne zaspi, taj konopac bi ga povukao na gore.
So I remember I had just worked on that table, but I had fallen asleep and lost a few hairs of my sika.
Ja se sjećam, ja sam radio na tom stolu i nekoliko puta sam zaspao i izgubio sam malo kosti iz moje sike.
So I decided to take a 7.5 minute rest.
I ja sam odlučio da 7.5 minuta se odmorim.
As I was sleeping,
kada sam ja spavao,
I had a dream of Srila Prabhupada.
Ja sam imao san o Srila Prabhupada.
And I heard his sonorous voice.
Ja sam čuo njegov glas.
Then all of a sudden I noticed this was not a dream. I really heard his voice.
Onda sam u jednom trenutku shvatio, pa ovo nije san, ja stvarno čujem njegov glas.
And as I was slowly awakening, I saw from underneath my table, I was sleeping on the side of the low, it was a low table like this, so I was sleeping here, no? There was a table.
Znači, jedno sam, to je bio jedan mali sto, ja sam spavao na tom stolu, znači bilo ovako mali, i ispod stola sam pogledao.
So I looked underneath the table and saw Srila Prabhupada's toti. He was in the translation room inspecting the work of his German BBT department.
Ja sam pogledao ispod stola i vidio sam Srila Prabhupada's toti. Srila Prabhupada je došao da vidi kako bhakta iz BBT-a prevode knjige.
Our leader was explaining to him the different functions.
Naš lider je objašnjavao Srila Prabhupada različite funkcije.
And he was coming slowly to my part, the first translation.
I polako je dolazio do mog dela, gde sam ja prevodio.
And I knew Prabhupada would turn in a very interesting way to my table.
Ja sam znao Srila Prabhupada će se na jako interesantan način okrenuti ka mom stolu.
And he would see me sleeping.
I on će me vidjeti kako spavam.
I calculated what is better for me if I just come up behind the table with my red resting cheek.
Ja sam razmišljao šta je bolje da napravim, da se sad ovako polako podignem sa crvenim obrazom od spavanja.
Or if I pretended I was fully asleep.
ili da se pretvaram da sam stvarno zaspao.
And it was so miserable. He was my spiritual master. He had told that he never slept like the servants in the Dalhousie Park.
Ja sam bio tako bednom stanju zato što oni moj duhovni učitelj ispričao tu priču o slugi koji je spavao.
Maybe one time in the life he would come to the room where I was doing service.
Jednom životu je došao u sobu u kojoj sam ja imao službu.
And by cruel fate, I was sleeping at that moment.
I sa okrutnom sudbinom u tom trenutku ja sam spala.
So I decided that he will see me anyways, and Prabhupada knows everything. In the Bhagavatam it says he's the representative of the super soul. So I better come up from behind the table and look like a foolish sheep.
I onako će me vidjeti, šlo pravac na sve. U Šrimad Bhagavatam je opisano da je duhovni učitelj predstavnik Paramatme. Tako sam odlučio, ovako ću da ustanem i onda će me vidjeti sa mojim crvenim obrazom i bit ću kao jeftina budala.
The red sheep.
Mojim crvenim obrazom.
So, as I came up, Prabhupada looked right into my eyes.
Kada sam se podigao, šla Prabhupada je pravo pogledao me u oči.
And then I experienced something which many of us disciples had experienced.
Jedno sam osjetio nešto što je mnogo od nas učenika osjetio.
He immediately understood the embarrassing situation.
On je odmah razumeo situaciju u kojoj sam se ja nalazio.
And in a very human way.
I na jako ljudski način.
He laughed.
On se nasmeo.
Like this, no problem.
Tako rekao, nemamo problema.
I have never forgotten, however, that lecture where Prabhupada described his own relationship to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada.
Ja nikad neću zaboraviti tu lekciju koju je Srila Prabhupada opisao svoj odnos sa Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakurom.
That he had never been lazy in the service of his spiritual master.
Da on nikada nije bio lenj u službi za svog duhovnog učitelja.
Now, I do not know why, but on that the next day I thought, well, I felt so bad, still so bad, so I decided I would spy on Srila Prabhupada when he was resting.
Sada ne znam šta mi se desi po sljedeći dan, ja sam se još uvijek osjećao loše od cijele te situacije. Onda sam mislio, sad ću ja da špioniram kada se Srila Prabhupada odmara.
It was not a very surrendered disciple attitude.
To nije baš osobina predanog učenika.
So I climbed on the walls of the castle into his balcony.
Tako sam se uspenjao po zidovima zamka do teraste.
And looked through the window when I knew he would take his rest.
I pogledao sam kroz prozor, znao sam da on se tamo odmara.
The window was this much open.
Prozor je bio ovoliko otvoren.
Prabhupada was lying on the bed.
Sa krevetu.
I was spionira.
Ja sam špionira.
Then I heard through the window which was open this much, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I heard him chanting.
Onda sam čuo kroz prozor koji je veliko malo bio otkrinut kako šla Prabhupada mantra.
And I thought maybe this is just some high blood pressure in me that I hear something.
Onda sam mislio, možda je to samo moj povišeni pritisak da čujem tako nešto.
But no, he was chanting.
Ali ne, on je mantra.
Prabhupada was really always with Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada je uvijek bio sa Krishnom.
He lived in Krishna.
On je živeo sa Krishnom.
He was chanting.
On je mantrao.
Even in his sleep.
Čak i kada je spavao.
That's what I saw.
To je ono što sam ja vidio.
So I very respectfully.
On se vratio. Sišao.
And decided to never spy again on Srila Prabhupada.
I odlučio da nikad više ne špioniram Srila Prabhupada.
These are two of the many of the few memories which I have.
Ovo su dve od nekoliko sećanja koje ja imam.
I would like to now give you a little message in parting because tomorrow we will all start to pack our things and leave Prushka Goranga.
Ja bih želeo sada da vam dam jednu poruku pošto sutra ćemo svi da spakujemo svoje stvari i da napustimo Frušku Gorangu.
I feel what I say now is very important, so I would appreciate if you would be a little attentive.
Ja mislim sad ovo što ću da kažem je jako važno, zato molim vas bi vas za malo pažnje.
I think many of us have had some deep spiritual realizations during these, I believe it's 9 days where we stayed together, is that correct?
Ja mislim da je puno nas imalo jako duboke duhovne realizacije ovih 9 dana koje smo proveli zajedno.
But these realizations could leave us within 1 week.
Ali ove realizacije nas mogu ostaviti za jednu nedelju.
If we do not retain them in our hearts.
Ako ih ne znači čuvamo u svojim srcima.
After 1 week we could again be like we were before the summer camp.
Posle jedne nedelje možemo biti isti kao što smo bili pre ovog letnjeg kampa.
When you want to have retained something within your heart, you have to make sure that the heart is a good container.
Kada hoćete sačuvati nešto u svom srcu, morate da budete sigurni da je srce dobra posuda.
Let me give you an example. This is tea I hear from a very rare plant which is growing on top of a mountain in Serbia.
Daću vam jedan primjer. Ovo je jedan čaj koji ja pijem od biljke koja raste, veoma retke biljke koja raste na planini u Srbiji.
Now, if I put it into a container,
ako ja polim u ovoj čašu,
I need to make sure that there are no holes inside.
Ja trebam da budem sigurna da tamo unutra nema nekih rupa.
If there would be holes, then the tea would give a tea shower to Akash and Ojashvi.
Ako bi ovdje postale rupe, onda bi ovaj čaj napravio jedan tuš za Ojashvija i...
And after a few minutes, nothing, no tea would be in there.
I za nekoliko minuta ovdje više ne bi ostalo ništa čaja.
This is also when you, same example holds true when you want to retain something, but your heart is full of holes.
To je isti takav primjer kada želite nešto da sačuvate, ali vaše srce je puno rupa.
You need to make sure that your heart is securely abgedichtet, you know, covered, so that nothing comes out.
Morate da budete sigurni da je vaše srce u potpunosti prekriveno, pokriveno, da ništa ne dolazi napolje.
Keep your heart strong.
Držite vaše srce čvrsto.
Keep your heart, what is it called, waterproof or leak-proof? Leak-proof.
Držite vaše srce tako što kao vodootporno ili otporno na sve što može da izađe iz njega.
So that you can retain spiritual inspiration.
Da možete sačuvati tu duhovnu inspiraciju.
The best way to make it leak-proof is by a strong spiritual practice.
Najbolji način da se ono obloži je sa tim čvrstim duhovnom praktikom.
By the strong spiritual practice, your heart will be leak-proof.
Sa čvrstom duhovnim praktikovanjem vaše srce će postati obloženo.
Then you can maintain whatever realization you have obtained.
Onda ćete možete sačuvati sve realizacije koje ste ovdje dostigli.
I think now, from tomorrow onwards, Frishka Gora camp part 2 starts.
Ja mislim da od sutra počinje Frushka Gora camp drugi deo.
That is retaining the realizations.
To znači čuvati realizacije.
I want to thank you very much that you were with us all the time.
Želim da vam se svima zahvalim što ste bili sa nama sve vreme.
You were a wonderful association.
Bili ste jako divno društvo.
And I was totally enjoying your company.
I ja sam u potpunosti uživao u vašem društvu.
And I hope that the next Frushka Goranga camp will even attract more devotees so that our kirtans become even more intense.
I nadam se da će sljedeće kampo na Fruškoj Gorangi biti još više bhakta, tako da će naši kirtani biti još ekstatični.
Yes, još ekstatični. I believe that we can, if we meet like this, can create a good history in the Serbian yatra.
Kada se mi ovako sakupimo, to može da napravi dobru istoriju u srpskoj jatri.
And yes, now we will hear some more about the summer camp or related subjects.
Sad ćemo da čujemo još nešto o ovom letnjem kampu.
Think pure or keep your heart pure.
Мислите чисто и држите своје срце чистим.
Шила Прабхупада ки, Шри Гаура Нитай ки, Гаура Премананди, Хари Хари Бол.
Hare Krishna.